This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials with the U.S. Defense Department at the Pentagon on Monday said Washington isn't seeking conflict with Iran a day after Iranian-backed group killed three U.S. soldiers and wounded dozens more in Jordan.
We certainly don't seek a war. And frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh blamed Iran for enabling attacking groups and said the latest carried the footprints of Iran-backed Qataib Hezbollah. Qatar's prime minister on Monday said good progress was made in weekend talks with the U.S., Israeli, and Egyptian spy chiefs on a way forward toward a new Israel-Hamas hostage release deal. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Speaking to an Atlantic Council webinar, Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim al-Thani said he hoped to present a framework for such a deal to Hamas.
Soon, but we are hoping actually to relay this proposal to Hamas and to get them to a place where they engage positively and constructively in the process.
Qatar and Egypt have open channels to Israel and Hamas and brokered a seven-day truce in November, in which Hamas freed more than 100 of the 253 people it abducted in the October 7th cross-border rampage that triggered the Gaza war.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An Israeli intelligence dossier that prompted a cascade of countries to halt funds for the UN Palestinian Aid Agency includes allegations that some staff took part in abductions and killings during the October 7th raid that sparked the Gaza war. The six-page dossier named some 190 UNRWA employees, including teachers, that have doubled as Hamas or